Then we add in the Shilas, we have additions in the first two brachas and the last two brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, even though those times, Chos and Tefillah, which are for Sheva and Hoidor, HaKadosh Baruch, and after Bakoshes, it says that Bakoshes for Klal Yisrael is covered for HaKadosh Baruch, that the whole Klal Yisrael is following it. That's why you can ask them at that point of time, in the first brachas and the last brachas. If you forgot to say it, then if you finish the bracha, you say bracha to Hashem, you do not just keep on going. You don't even say Lamdeinu Chukecha, you don't say between the brachas. Lamdeinu Chukecha is used only on something that if you forget, you have to say it over again. So here, since the Yevit, now Ma'akim, when you said bracha to Hashem, you do not say it again. But by the bracha of Ksav L'chaim Tovim, over there, even though afterwards you say V'chol L'chaim Yitu Chasel, and you say Akel Yishua Tzein, which is the Shem Hashem, even though you said the Shem Hashem, you could still say Chol L'chaim Tovim, Chol L'chaim Tzecho, because the Shem Hashem within the bracha, you know, before you said the bracha to Hashem, within the text of the bracha, if you didn't have Kavanah for every reason, you didn't do it right, you can say it a second time. Ikir Atein, the Mishnah Berurah passes, if you didn't have Kavanah in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, so you could go back and say the Kein Kavi saying a second time. It's not considered a shame Shemayim Levatola because it's not good to have one. The mice is not recommended to do it that way. Chazanish said that as long as you're within the first bracha, you start the next bracha, you just think back at what you said and